All right, Drew Adams, I'm sure you're not stoked that you got passed late in the race. But otherwise than that, I mean, look, you didn't get a great start and moved up a little bit. So give us your take on it.
Well, I mean, the guy I got passed by late in the race is one of the championship favorites. Yeah. So I would say main event, I rode well. I was very disappointed in myself after the heat race. I was kind of like just a confidence killer, you know. But then I talked with Mitch and them, and, you know, they kind of calmed me down because first heat, it's really hard to pass. Yeah. So starts everything, and I did not have that. So, I just kind of regrouped myself, lined up on the inside in the main, and I had a feeling something not good was going to happen in the first turn. Yeah. I was just like, man, this inside might work good. And honestly, my jump was horrible, but I made it work, and I think I came out like seventh on the start.
You decided to just go straight, I think.
Yeah. It did me a favor, but no, that was probably the roughest Supercross track I've ever raced in. Yeah. I don't know if you took a look in the whoops after the 4-Vinny main event.
What about the corner before those tabletops? Just hammered.
Yeah. I mean, that was like, I think the only whoops I've ever seen closest to that was in Daytona 2024. It was a mud race, and the whoops were just absolutely chewed up. But, I mean, doing 15 minutes on that track was tough. And, you know, I would say the last 3 minutes of the race I probably wasn't the strongest. But, you know, the more I race, that's going to go away. You know, because during the middle of the moto, I think I was, like, the second fastest guy on the track. And I was kind of just riding alone by myself.
Yeah.
So maybe I should have toned it back a little bit, and then I would have had 6% more towards the end.
One of my questions to you was, you kind of rode a lonely race a little bit, which is hard to get into it, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I was just kind of sprinting a little too much when there was still 10 minutes on the clock. So I was, which I should do. I should be able to sprint for 15 minutes, but like I said, first race of the season, like, that's going to get better and better and better. So
I think people think too, you have more Supercross experience than you really do. This was like your fourth or fifth race, right? Like, I think people think you have more than
this,
that. Yeah.
This is my fourth Supercross, but I did futures and stuff, but what much shorter races, and the track's smoother than that. Yeah. So, but no, like, I just want to learn, and I don't want to set any goals. You know, I know Mitch, he's a winning guy, and he wants me to go win. So that's my goal towards the end of the season. You know, I want to be a guy that's dangerous when I'm up there. So
there's nothing like racing. So how was the bike setup, your testing, your off season? You know, you went into this race with something that you like, but it's nothing like racing. How's your bike setup and all of that?
I thought my bike was really good today. We made a few changes for the whoops, because I think that was the toughest part on the track all day. Like, so many guys crashed in those things. And but as of the off season went, you know, I was originally supposed to race West Coast, and around Thanksgiving I broke my scapula pretty bad, and so I had to take 4 to 5 weeks off, and I could have been ready for
fucking anyone. Dan, dude. Dan's like, oh, it's a small injury, small. Like, that's not, scapula's not a small injury.
It was my first time ever crashing in the whoops, and it was not a good one.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, funny story, is the same day Joe crashed.
Oh.
Like, Joe left in the ambulance, and I went to start a 20-minute moto, and I crashed in the next set of whoops.
Oh, wow. Tough day.
But I could have been ready for West Coast, but maybe 75%,
right.
And I didn't want that. Yep. You know, I felt great coming into this race, and I didn't expect myself to be up there winning, but I'll take that. You know, the first round's always gnarly, like, so many guys crash or get hurt and stuff like that. So I'm glad to come out with that and stay healthy, and honestly, the main gave me a confidence booster, because after the heat race, I was in a low place. I was like, man, this sucks. Like, I just want to go home. But
you can't go home, man. You're professional now. You can't go home.
I know. So
this is an amateur.
But overall, like, a good night. And next weekend, I got a feeling I'm going to be good, because I love Daytona.
How stoked are you for Hunter, man? That's an awesome race. And great to see him get it.
Trust me. That guy deserves it more than anyone on the track. Like, the work that we've put in on the off season, you know, and usually Jet's right by his side during the off season. So I feel like that was – maybe a little different for him this year, whereas, you know, he's always got that training buddy at the compound. And now, you know, we're 2-video riders, we're a little bit behind him, but no, that guy's been putting in all the work, and I got a feeling that he's got this championship in the bag. So it's a long time to go, but
cool.
He had a good weekend. I feel like I had a good weekend, so looking forward to next week.
Thanks, Drew.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.